It's The Current's Music News, the podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, April 22nd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we will be talking about Kanye West performing on a literal mountain. Well, a mini one made specifically for his Easter Sunday set at Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival.
And we'll be talking about what we know about Prince's forthcoming unfinished book.
Ooh.
But first, a few more of today's headlines. After a series of bombings claimed nearly 300 lives this weekend in Sri Lanka, many musicians shared condolences and reflections. Among them was MIA, who is of Sri Lankan descent and has sought to draw global attention to the violence and unjust conditions in a country that's been racked by civil war. On Twitter, she wrote, "The country shifting from territorial war to spiritual wars. It's still at war." Tickets for the star-studded Woodstock 50 Festival were supposed to go on sale this Monday, but the on-sale date has been pushed back indefinitely.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that the festival itself is iffy? Some of the big acts pulling out? What's the deal?
We don't really know because the festival has not made an official statement. All we are hearing from now are the ticket agents who are saying, yeah, we know we said we'd have the tickets today. We don't. The festival is getting its press statement together. Rolling Stone's speculation is that the festival doesn't yet have the necessary permit from New York State.
What?
Anyway, so yeah, these rumors are circulating. And Woodstock's co-founder Michael Lang has dismissed the rumors, saying, quote, "Woodstock is a phenomenon that for 50 years has drawn attention to its principles and also the rumors that can be attached to that attention." I don't know if that even makes any sense at all, but as of now, the festival is not canceled, but you can't buy tickets. We've got two marriage stories about famous musicians today. One marriage ending and one beginning. Let's get the sad news out of the way first. Adele has parted ways with her husband, Simon Konecki. In a statement, her representatives said, "Adele and her partner have separated. They are committed to raising their son together lovingly. As always, they ask for privacy."
Good news?
Yes, happy news. In a candlelight ceremony on Saturday in New Orleans, singer-songwriter Michelle Branch tied the knot with Patrick Carney of the Black Keys.
I'm just curious, how did Michelle Branch meet Patrick Carney?
According to Billboard, they started dating in 2015 and took a couple more years to, quote, fall in love.
He produced some music of hers. I think they even went on tour together. So maybe just love blossoms.
That he produced her 2017 album, Hopeless Romantic. And the rest, I guess, is history. 'Cause I'm a hopeless romantic. When I should run for my life.
Coachella, week two. If you didn't see this, Kanye West, yes, performed on a literal mountaintop, but this is a project that Kanye has been working on for several months. He's been hosting, I believe, since January, these intimate, invite-only shows called Sunday Service. And all of the video of these have kind of been leaking on social media, where it's basically Kanye surrounded by performers dressed in sort of muted or white clothing, and they kind of help him through these reimaginings of popular songs. Songs, turning them into church gospels. So it was really appropriate for Kanye to bring it back. He's performing on Easter Sunday. How can you make it as big as possible? Yes, a literal mountain. I'm talking about like giant buckets full of dirt and grass being built up. Kanye at the top of it, at the mountaintop, all of these performers backing him as a chorus in these muted tones. And that's what you want to do. If you're going to come to Coachella, you have to do it big. And so on Easter Sunday, for more than 2 hours, Kanye worked through this meditative and sort of church-ready versions of Stevie Wonder's As, Soul to Soul's Back to Life, and he brought out a bunch of special guests. He brought out Kid Cudi, Chance the Rapper, DMX, really giving a huge performance.
Kanye is a complicated guy, but he's no question a musical genius and seems to have this instinct for spectacle. that you can't buy. You just have to have it or you don't. And boy, he's got it.
Yeah. And a lot of people decided to jump on that whole features edition of Coachella, bringing out guests. That was their way to sort of add spectacle. So continuing this idea about big guests, Ariana Grande invited Justin Bieber to stage to perform Sorry. That's his big hit. But it was actually his first time on stage in 2 years. And he seemed just as surprised as she was to actually be on stage. But he was really excited to share some news about a new album coming out. So next version of Justin Bieber, you know, Justin Bieber 5.0 or whatever, coming to you soon. Who else brought guests on stage? Zedd. He brought out Katy Perry, if you remember, last weekend. Well, so this weekend, he expanded his guest list to country maven Maren Morris and Alicia Cara. And is it nerdy, Jay, to bring out your parents on stage to perform with you?
No. Never.
Never. Well, a lot of artists do it, but I think this one makes the most sense. If your dad is Will Smith, yeah, you want him on stage. That's pretty cool.
He's a cool dad.
Yeah, he came out during his son Jaden's set to perform Icon, just a couple of bars from it. And I really was hoping that he would kind of go back to his Fresh Prince days, because I thought it would be pretty meta to have Will Smith on stage with Jaden performing Parents Just Don't Understand.
All the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
Before we move on to the next story, our producer Anna said I had to tell you this story that I just told her about my childhood. When Parents Just Don't Understand came out, I was 11 years old, had just moved from Duluth to St. Paul, trying to make friends, and I was trying to befriend the neighbor boy who was my age. And I remember standing on our front lawns, and he says, "Oh, Jay, have you heard this hilarious new song, Parents Just Don't Understand, by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?" And I was like, "No. Have you heard the song The Other Generation from the musical Flower Drum Song?"
Oh, I feel like that says so much about you, Jay.
He said no, and we were just at an impasse standing there. Summer 1987, folks.
What are we going to do about the other generation? How will we ever communicate without communication? They never take the blame for...
Random House has announced a publication date for Prince's unfinished memoir.
Wow, I didn't even know he was working on one.
Yeah, so it's going to be called The Beautiful Ones. It's going to hit shelves on October 29th. It'll include the pages completed by Prince before his untimely death in 2016, plus an introduction by his editor, who will explain what Prince's vision for the book was. Plus, the book's going to include scrapbook material, including Prince's original handwritten treatment for the movie Purple Rain. Yeah, so it was actually one of his last major public events just a month before his death. He had this big splashy party in New York City to announce his book deal. He invited a handpicked audience of 300, including VIPs like Trevor Noah and Gayle King, packed this little New York club. Prince played a mini concert, and he talked about this new book that he just signed a deal for.
So do you think there's going to be, as sort of the wrap of this, conversations with some of his friends or memories, or is it mainly going to be just Prince's words?
What we know right now is that it's going to be the pages that Prince wrote, possibly presented in handwritten form, because apparently he submitted them in that form, and then the editor will sort of explain the whole situation, and then materials from the Paisley Park archives. It doesn't sound like they're going to be interviewing other musicians, friends, colleagues about it. It will be coming from Prince, albeit at different points in his life. At this concert, what he said about the book at the time was, "We're starting right at the beginning, my first memory, and hopefully we can move all the way to the Super Bowl." My favorite line of stage banter from that show was, he thanked his publisher, Random House, and then he gets down the keyboard and he says, "Ain't nothing random about this funk." So probably no other TV show this year is going to get people talking as much as the last season of Game of Thrones.
And you can't really get me to stop talking about it once I get started, Jay. So I feel like I just need to contain myself a little bit here.
I've been watching it just because FOMO, but I haven't really watched the rest of the show. And so to me, all I see is one person meeting another and there being kind of this moment of, "You, yes, it is I."
I'm so glad I'm not watching it with you as I burst into tears and scream at the television for each episode.
I try to be very quiet and polite with the people who are deeply invested in it, who I watch it with. But we could all enjoy Florence and the Machine, who sang over the closing credits of last night's episode 2.
Yeah, this was Jenny's song. And any huge geeks like me who have read the books, it's a song that shows up where there's this ghost in the woods and she's also a prophet. And so when people ask her for, you know, prophecies, she asks them in return for a song. And they always sing this song. It's an emotional moment on the show.
So the lyrics come from the George R. R. Martin novels, music written by the show's composers. It was delivered by the character Podrick Payne during the episode.
Oh, Pod.
In a statement, Florence Welch said, quote, "When I first heard the song, it sounded like a Celtic lullaby to me. Celtic music has always been in my blood, so I felt like I could do something with it. The magic and ritual in Game of Thrones, not to mention the costumes, have always appealed to me. I am honored, H-O-N-O-U-R-E-D, to be a part of the final season."
And she never wanted to leave. Never wanted to leave. Never wanted to leave.
That's today's music news. You can see the lyric video for that song and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer for today is Anna Weigel. We're going to be making some changes to the show in coming weeks, and let us know what you've been enjoying and what you'd like to hear from the show. Just tweet at The Current, tweet at Jay Gabler. Jade is the name. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.